When somebody has a near-death experience, is the whole thing just a spiritual reflex, or is there a conscious choice that is made? Yeah, first, it is a very disorienting experience for those it happens to. What is going on? What is this? Actually, it's not disorienting in the sense of agitating. Actually, when people have this near-death experience, they actually feel very calm. The body is traumatized, body is under surgery, they feel calm. It's just that they have to gather their bearings. Okay, that's what is happening. How is this happening? What's going on over here? So, they get the bearings. Now, usually, the duration, see, we all are associated with near-death experience. Another phenomena is past life memories. So many people remember their past lives. And that points to the phenomena of reincarnation. The soul is in one body and the soul goes into another body. That is reincarnation. So now, when the soul comes into a body, it is like a person coming into a rented house. They have a particular time. The contract is there. Say, during that time, you can stay in the house. So like that, the soul, when it comes into a body, it is expected to, it is meant to stay in that body for a particular amount of time. So, usually, if there is some traumatic event, like which might induce a near-death experience, then the soul comes out of the body. But because it is meant to stay in that body for a particular period of time, it will eventually come back. So, it is when this period is over, then the soul will get a next body. Otherwise, the soul will stay in a disembodied state. So, the spiritual reflex action is more of initial trying to figure out what's happening. And now, in different cases, there might be different situations. They talk and they themselves feel. There's a case of a near-death experience where a mother, she had a small baby, and during the pregnancy, after the delivery, she got into some complications, and she went into unconsciousness, deep unconsciousness, and she had a near-death experience, and she was up there and she saw, she was feeling so peaceful because she had a difficult pregnancy, a lot of pain. She says, "No, I was feeling so peaceful. I don't want to go into that body." But then she heard her baby crying. And she felt, "Oh, who will take care of her? I have to go back." And then she went back in. So there is definitely some amount of conscious thinking that is there. Emotions are there.